targets, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Midstate is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning coming your way here on WFHR. The Rafters have two runs and looking to, at the very least, tie it up here if they can. They are going to get things led off by their cleanup batter. It'll be Akko, Carson McIntyre, and Royce Clayton up in the top. First pitch on the way, misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Akko, 2-for-2 on the game. He has been having a good night for himself, looking to keep it alive. The 1-0 count is in there for a strike. Now 1-1, and the flags out in the outfield blowing straight from right to left now as the wind has picked up a little bit. 1-1 the count, and the pitch on the way from Zach Wyatt misses low and in the turf for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Zach Wyatt, the right-hander on the mound for the Woodchucks, man, he has looked incredible out there. And he's still been efficient with his pitches. 2-1 count is grounded over towards shortstop. Picked up, throw on to first. It's in time. A 6-3 putout as Jake Berkland gets it to Dom Rodriguez in time for out number one. So one up, one down in the top of the sixth inning. Carson McIntyre up at the plate with the bases empty. Down two runs and the right-handed hitting Carson McIntyre, the DH for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way from Wyatt. It is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And McIntyre from Oregon State has had some big-time memories made from the NCAA baseball tournament as he swings and misses at the second pitch for strike number two. The Rafters had a couple of guys competing in the NCAA baseball tournament. Eric Parker and Andre Madunio from the first half as the 0-2 count misses outside for ball number one. However, unfortunately, the two of them sustained season-ending injuries, which is why you don't see them on the roster anymore. And got to be ready to go for their colleges as the 1-2 count misses low for ball number two. And both of them played relatively well, especially offensively for the Rafters. And although only limited appearances, Carson McIntyre is hoping to do it for a little bit longer, but grounds went over to short, throw on to first is in time. It's a 6-3 put out and brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with two outs and nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr., the right-handed hitting center fielder, up for the third time this game. And Zach Wyatt, he's retired the last seven batters in a row. Looking to keep things rolling here. The first pitch to Clayton is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Wyatt still under the 75 pitch marker. He's at 72 right now. 0-1 the count on the way home. Check swing, but he went around on it for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Clayton his last time up flew out to left field back in the fourth inning. Back in the second inning, he grounded out three unassisted. Now the pitch from Wyatt. Another check swing, and once again he went. That's strike number three. Three up, three down, and it's a quality start for Zach Wyatt. Five strikeouts in the game for him, and in that sixth inning for the Raptors, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the sun is starting to set. It's behind a cloud right now, but slowly going down over the horizon in left field. The Rafters trying to make a comeback, but they're going to need the pitching staff to step it up. It's a 4-2 ball game. The Woodchucks have the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jace Barajas back out to work for his second inning of action in a Raptors uniform. Right-handed pitcher taking on a lefty batter to lead things off. First pitch to Cade Baldridge, misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Cade Baldridge, left-handed hitting second baseman, taking on a righty here. So you get back to the right side of the mound as the 1-0 count again misses to bring it 2-0. Against Seth Spencer, Cade Baldridge went 0-2. He had a pop out and a line out. 2-0 count on the way. It's a straight back and out of play. Now 2-1. And looking at Baldridge's splits, a guy who's a little bit lower in the order against right-handed pitchers, Baldridge is batting .300 on the season. And that's a 1 OPS as he swings and misses 2-1 to bring it 2-2. So despite his rather modest overall numbers, against righties, it's a completely different story. 2-2 the count on the way home. Misses high for ball number three. It's now 3-2. So watch out for Baldridge here with Jake Berkland on deck and Christian Smith-Johnson due up. 3-2 count is a fly ball out towards right field. Going back to the warning track, he's at the wall and makes the catch for out number one. Big time play out there in right field by Hiroto Kobayashi, and able to retire Cade Baldridge for the first out of the sixth inning. Brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. Still 4-2, the Woodchucks lead. Berkland, 0-2 in the game, the right-handed hitting shortstop, swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. He lined out to center field back in the third inning. Prior to that, he grounded out 6-3 in the second. Takes this one in there for strike number two. It's now an 0-2 count. And Berkland, a guy who's really struggled this year for the Woodchucks, but looking to turn it around. 0-2 the count to him. It's a breaking ball that misses low for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count. And Berkland Redshirt freshman from Minnesota State, Mankato. Check swing, and he went around on it. Strikeout for Jace Barajas. It's his first in a Rafters uniform. It's now two up, two down in the sixth inning, and it brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with the bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. Still a two-run Woodchucks lead. And Noah Malone on deck, but Christian Smith-Johnson has really struggled against the Rafters these past couple of games. First pitch to him is in there for a strike. It's now an 0-1 count. Pitch on the way home here, misses in the turf. It's now 1-1. Smith-Johnson, 0-2 in the game today after going 0-4 yesterday. Flew out to center field back in the fourth inning. Grounded out 6-3 back in the second. 1-1 count, ripped over to third, and down the line, it will stay fair, or will it? No, it doesn't. It's just foul. Third base umpire Miguel De La Cruz says that one landed in foul territory, and Woodchuck's third base coach, Harrison Engstrom, not happy about that, is going to walk back to his coach's box, but head coach Corey Thompson going out there and having a De La Cruz. That was right on the line and just missed it to the left. So could have been an extra base hit for Smith-Johnson. Instead, it's a 1-2 count as Thompson still speaking with De La Cruz out there trying to discuss this. But, I mean, that's a judgment call at this point in time. And either way, we'll get the umpires to meet together and discuss it. So a 1-2 count, and that one was right down that left field line, like I said, and it was so close to landing in foul territory, and the umpire's discussing it right now. They've got to make sure they get this call right. Still a close game here in the sixth inning, and talking it over, it was a fly ball down the left field line by Christian Smith-Johnson. The bases empty, and they are going to say indeed it's a foul ball. So a 1-2 count to Christian Smith-Johnson, and not too much to argue about there other than the judgment of the play rather than an application of a rule. So a 1-2 count with two away to Christian Smith-Johnson. And the pitch coming from Barajas. This one is sent well out towards left field down the line. Gaz turns, but it's foul and just out of play again. Smith-Johnson still getting a strong hit on the ball, but just not able to straighten it out. Jace Barajas, 32 pitches in the two innings that he's been out here, so not too bad, but looking to get out of this inning here. 1-2 count on the way home. Swing and a foul ball straight back to the backstop as that one missed way high, but CSJ just barely able to make contact with it. One of the all-stars for the Woodchucks, and I would expect him to be a starter on the Great Lakes All-Star team as the 1-2 count once again is fouled back. Remains 1-2, so seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Noah Malone is on deck, and CSJ looking to get back in the hit column, or at the very least on base. 1-2 count on the way home. Once again, fouled off. Smith-Johnson has fouled off four pitches with two strikes. And it brings up still the 1-2 count. Jace Barajas is throwing the pitches over the plate right now, just not able to get the out. 1-2 count is hit well, but foul down that right field. Well, I want to make a prediction that this next one's going to be a foul ball, but I don't know if that's going to be the jinx. So I'm not going to. 1-2 count. Guess I should have. Once again, it's fouled away, and it remains a 1-2 count. So the 10th pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. and just one ball thrown by Jace Barajas. Still a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. This time it misses in the turf. Ball number two, a 2-2 count. That was the 10th pitch of the plate appearance, and it brings up pitch number 11 coming up next. Smith Johnson having one of the longest plate appearances of the season that we've seen, and this one is well hit towards left field, but Gaz is there. He's at the warning track, leaps, and it bounces off the wall. Smith Johnson over to second base. He's rounding for third. Throw coming in. It's not in time. A triple for Christian Smith Johnson on the 11th pitch of the plate appearance. And now another runner just 90 feet away from scoring for the Woodchucks. And Jace Barajas has got to be frustrated by that, but that is exactly what makes Christian Smith Johnson so good. There's a reason he's an all-star, folks, and that's it right there. Brings up a mound visit with Rafters pitching coach Mike Spears going out onto the rubber to talk with Barajas and Barajas. The two brothers out there talking with Spears and making sure that they're all good. And I tell you what, no one's going to know Jace better than Junior, especially when it comes to having played together throughout their entire careers. Jace Barajas and Junior Barajas have teamed up at almost every stop on the way over at Saddleback and, of course, in high school and at Torrey Pines. And I haven't really mentioned it, but, well, both of the Barajas brothers are sons of Rod Barajas, who played 15 seasons in the MLB. First pitch on the way, misses low for ball number one to Noah Malone, a 1-0 count. It's blocked by Junior. Well, from what I've seen from Junior defensively, he has been really good behind the plate, especially at blocking pitches. 1-0 the count on the way home, and that one misses for ball number two. And of course, he's got a lot of experience, and he really improved defensively this past season at Saddleback. Junior recently committed to UC Irvine. 2-0 count, hit up the middle, and just under Jace into center field. It's an RBI single from Noah Malone, and that makes it a 5-2 lead for the Woodchucks in the bottom of the sixth. First RBI of the game for Noah Malone. It's his second hit, and Christian Smith Johnson comes home to score. 3-run lead for the Woodchucks. And now they've got a runner on first with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Right-handed hitting Dylan Schlatterbeck at the plate takes the first pitch in the dirt for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Schlatterbeck, a surprising 0-3 on the game. His last time up flew out to center field in the fourth inning. 1-0 count taken away. Throw back down to first and not in time as the count rolls to 2-0, and Noah Malone back in safely. Still a runner on first with two away in the bottom of the sixth. And Dylan Schlatterbeck down as the pitch breaking ball, soft grounder towards third. Skinner has to make a quick throw, but the throw is high, and Arusevic comes off the bag as that is an infield single for Dylan Schlatterbeck. Kareem Arusevic can't believe it. He thought he stayed on the bag the whole time, but they said otherwise. And brings up Max Galvin with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Not the second inning that Jace Barajas was hoping for, and so Junior is going to go out and have a chat with him. As that was a tough play from Luke Skinner. It was a soft grounder over to third base, and he had to make a quick throw, but a little bit high on it, and it brought Arusevic off the bag. And so now, Junior will step back behind the plate, and Jace ready to go, taking on Max Galvin. And Galvin, left-handed hitting left fielder, up for the fourth time this game. It's a lefty-righty matchup with two on and two away. Galvin, 1-2 on the night. His last time up, flew out to left field back in the fifth inning. Barajas looks back to second, now fires, and it's low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Back in the third inning, Galvin had a single and eventually came around to score on the Josh Arquette 3-run home. That was the last time that the Woodchucks had scored prior to the RBI single from Noah Malone in this inning, as the 1-0 count is in there to make it 1-1. The Woodchucks scored one run here in the sixth inning. They scored three in that third thanks to the home run from Josh Arquette. They also scored one run in the first inning. That's how they scored all five, as this one is hit well towards right center field at the wall. He's turning, and he's going to glance at that one as it goes over the wall. A three-run shot for Max Galvin. He's hit another home run. He hit the home run in last night's game, and this one a three-run bomb to right center field. Absolutely smoked. And the Woodchucks now up 8-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Absolute moonshot from Max Galvin. And with that, it will do it for Jace Barajas' night. Jace Barajas, not the debut that he was looking for, but he'll have more throughout the season. And with that home run, it brings in a new pitcher. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for more Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And the new pitcher on the mound for the Raptors is the righty Tony Torres taking over for Jace Barajas. Barajas, not the debut he was looking for, and well, he ended his game with 1 2/3 innings pitched. He allowed 4 runs, all 4 were earned on 4 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. No hit batters, he faced 10 total batters and threw 48 pitches before handing it off to Tony Torres. Raptors down 8-2 on the scoreboard, and the Woodchucks have picked up 4 consecutive hits, 2 of them for extra bases. Christian Smith-Johnson started things off with a 2-out triple, and then Malone a single, Schlotterbeck a single, and the 3-run shot from Max Galvin just moments ago. Now at the plate, Max Solis Jr. takes the first pitch for ball number one, a 1-0 count, and hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup, 1-0, fastball down the middle, brings it 1-1. And Solis, 1-for-3 on the game, grounded out 6-3 his last time up back in the fifth inning. 1-1 count on the way home, but it misses in the dirt for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Back in the third inning, Solis flew out to center field. He also singled all the way back in the first inning. Was stranded at third to end that frame as the 2-1 count is in there for strike number two. Now 2-2, and I was talking about this earlier in that third inning with Max Galvin and Max Solis hitting back-to-back. 2-2 count on the way to Solis, and this pitch misses low for ball number three, and they kind of had a battle yesterday for who had the better game, and trying to run it back here, Solis trying to say, hey, I'm the better batter, but he doesn't have a home run this game. 3-2 count on the way, misses in the turf for ball number four, and Solis is on for the second time this game. Brings up Dom Rodriguez with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Still an 8-2 Woodchucks lead. And now up at the plate, Dom Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman, he is perfect in this game. 2-for-2 with a walk. That walk he picked up his last time up in the fifth inning. First pitch on the way, gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Rodriguez was trying to send one over the wall there. But not able to do so. He's batting .390 in 15 games this year. .464 on base percentage. 0-1 count, misses high for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Entered this game with a .1091 OPS. And had four home runs in his 15 games. 1-1 the count. On the way home, this one is popped back and out of play. 1-2 the count. And the Woodchucks, four home runs between yesterday's game and this one. Two of them from Max Galvin, one from Max Solis, and one from Josh Arquette. Dom Rodriguez has played in both games. And while he's looked good, he doesn't have that home run. 1-2 the count. As it misses low for ball number two. Rodriguez in yesterday's game, 1-for-4. His one hit was a single, and now a 2-2 count to him. And Torres looking to bring it home. The pitch here is taken below the zone. Now a full count yet again. Tony Torres. This season, he's been pretty strong on the mound, but he has not been efficient with his pitch counts. And you're okay with that from a reliever, specifically, especially in the situations that Torres has been used in. Late game spots and steps off with a disengagement here on the 3-2. Wants to make sure that he's ready to go and also make sure that he doesn't have a pitch clock violation. Runner still on first base is Solis, and at the plate, Dom Rodriguez. Here's the 3-2 count, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number three. Tony Torres gets the K, but the Woodchucks, four runs on four hits. There were no errors, and the Woodchucks, one runner left on base. So we head to the seventh. It's 8-2 Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, .biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. Back to work in the bottom of the seventh inning. The top of the seventh didn't go the Rafters' way. Unfortunately, unable to get that to you on the airwaves, but back on the air now. And, well, it was a start of the inning that seemed like the Rafters would have a shot. They got to face a new pitcher finally. It was Richie Lessine taking the mound for the Woodchucks. However, still didn't go the Rafters' way as Landon Gass grounded out 5-3 on the first pitch he saw. Hiroto Kobayashi on the fifth pitch, it was a 2-2 count. He struck out looking, and then Luke Skinner up at the plate. He closed out the seventh inning. It was a 1-1 count. He grounded out back to the mound, and it was flipped on over to first base by Lacine for out number three. So three up, three down. Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And now in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Rafters hoping for Tony Torres to keep dealing and continue to play shutout baseball. He came in back in that sixth inning to relieve Jace Barajas after Barajas allowed four straight hits to end his night, including the three-run homer from Max Galvin. Bottom of the seventh, it's Josh Arquette leading things off, and the first pitch on the way is hit out towards right field, running over to it, the right fielder, and it is brought in by Kobayashi for out number one. One up, one down in the bottom of the seventh, and it brings up Cade Baldridge to the plate with the bases empty. And the Woodchucks up 8-2. Baldridge, left-handed hitting second baseman, taking on the righty on the mound. And I talked about this earlier. He has been great against right-handed pitching this season. 0-for-3 in this game, however. Two of those were against lefties. First pitch to him, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And well, his last time up, flew out to right field off of Jace Barajas. And Barajas had started his game great, retired five of the first six batters that he saw, as this one is hit out towards left field, and that will get down. Baldridge has his first hit of the game. It's a one-out single, and it brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with one out and one on in the bottom of the seventh inning. Woodchuck still up 8-2, but looking to build further onto this lead. And man, this season it has been a good run for the Woodchucks against the Rafters. They have had their number. Since the first game where the Rafters won 13-11, it has been all Woodchucks. They've won the last four in a row, taking a 4-1 season series lead. And on the first pitch, it misses low to Jake Berkland, now a 1-0 count. Berkland right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on. In the games where the Rafters have played the Woodchucks, they have been outscored 62-26 as this pitch is fouled off, and now a 1-1 count. And so that tells you how much of underdogs they were entering this game, and hoping to get back on the right track. Unfortunately, it hasn't gone their way. But still, a six-run game. Just got to put up a few runs in the eighth, few runs in the ninth. Say, hey, you're right back in it. 1-1 the count with the runner on first base. Torres brings the pitch home, but it misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Berkland, the shortstop for the Woodchucks, and known a little bit more for his defense. That's what has stood out about his plate appearances and, well, just his time here in Wausau. 2-1 the count on the way home. Misses low, now 3-1. However, Berkland still trying to show off the batting ability. And on the season for him, entered the game batting .222 with a .295 on base percentage, trying to get a little bit better at taking pitches, and the 3-1 count is popped foul and out of play. Now 3-2 the count. Berkland has struck out now 9 times on the season, including the one that he had back in the 6th inning. But he certainly fought back in that 2nd inning plate appearance where he saw a ton of pitches. 10 pitches before he grounded out. Runner taking off, 3-2 count. It's popped foul and reaches out of play once again. So Berkland continues fighting here, working up the pitch count, and he'll see the 7th pitch of the plate appearance here. And Tony Torres has seen, this is just his 5th batter that he's faced, but Torres up to 21 pitches and a 3-2 count on the way to Jake Berkland. Pitch on the way home is high for ball number four. And Jake Berkland now on to first base while Cade Baldridge is pushed over to second.
A center fielder,
So two on and only one out in the bottom of the seventh. And Christian Smith-Johnson steps up to the plate. And CSJ, he had been in a bit of a cold spell, but broke out of it in a big way with a two-out triple back in the sixth inning, which started off that four-run rally. The Rafters, to that point, had remained in the game, but the late-inning offense from the Woodchucks have put them up six now as Christian Smith-Johnson swings and misses at the first one to bring it 0-1. And... well, hold on one second. Both runners are advancing. As that one... well, hold on one second. They're going to try and say it was a foul ball by Christian Smith-Johnson. And so the runners had advanced, each of them advancing one base ahead as... Jake Berkland went from first to second. Cade Baldridge went from second to third. And on the swing from Smith-Johnson, they advanced as the ball got away. And so making the decision here, home plate umpire Keegan Kula going to talk with Ziggy about it and officially goes down as a wild pitch and a swing and a miss. So Jake Berkland over to second base. Cade Baldridge over to third. And now 0-1 the count. Runners on second and third with only one away. Smith-Johnson, right-handed hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup. 0-1 count on the way home. Fastball low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Smith-Johnson, prior to that triple, he had been retired his last six at-bats. But back in the right column now, he's got a hit. 1-1 the count, and the pitch comes home. And that one's going to miss inside and hit Christian Smith-Johnson. Loads the bases with only one out. And it brings up the top of the card for the Woodchucks. Noah Malone, a chance to really put the nail in the coffin here, despite it only being the seventh inning, and the Rafters down six. It's still one that, you know, you feel like, hey, you get a couple of explosive innings. Sure, you still got a shot in this one. But it's going to take a lot at this point, and you can't allow any more runs to come across. Noah Malone at the plate, the right-handed hitting right fielder. He's got the bases loaded and only one out. Righty-righty matchup. Torres trying to get out of the jam. First pitch misses low for ball number one. Now, thankfully for the Rafters, they do have an inning-ending double play in order, but they've got to get that ground ball from Torres. Noah Malone, he's been great this season. Not a guy who's going to do that very often. 1-0 the count on the way home. It's hit up the middle. It's a grounder, but it gets on by into center field. Here comes one run. Here comes another. And it's not in time on the throw. It's now 10-2, the lead for the Woodchucks in the bottom of the seventh. Two RBI single for Noah Malone. It's his third hit of the game, his third RBI of the game. And... well, that makes it a big lead for the Woodchucks. Didn't quite go the Rafters' way, and man, these tough games just continue as Tony Torres comes out of the game here after allowing that one. Pitching change, and with that, we're going to go ahead and step aside. Quick break, and when we come back, more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape, so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
And the new pitcher in the game for the Rafters is Jafet Martinez, and Martinez coming in to relieve Tony Torres. And, well, it hasn't been the night that the Rafters were hoping for. They stayed in the game for the majority of it, but up in that bottom of the sixth inning, four runs came across for the Woodchucks, and then another two here in the seventh have put them up 10-2 on the scoreboard. And the Rafters certainly have their work cut out for them, as they'll look to finish this one off behind Martinez. And Martinez this season has had a couple of strong performances out of the bullpen, and trying to continue that, he'll take on the right-handed hitting Dylan Schlotterbeck with runners on first and second and only one out in the bottom of the seventh. Martinez on the mound. He gets set, now fires, and the first pitch is high for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck 1-for-4 on the game. He singled back in that sixth inning. Prior to that, he was 0-for-3 after flying out to center field, popping out to first base, and lining out to second on what would end up being a double play. 1-0 the count on the way home from Martinez. It's high and outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Martinez from Alabama State, currently in the transfer portal, but man, he was pretty good at Alabama State this past season and had some big performances. 2-0 the count. He looks back towards second. Pitch on the way home is a grounder towards third. And Skinner will go to second and not get the out. Oh, man. Over there at third base. And I had said Skinner, but a defensive realignment for the Rafters. Hayden Carlson is in at shortstop. Eric Harper moved over to third base. So for the Rafters, Luke Skinner is out of the game. Hayden Carlson taking over for him. So apologies on that one. Well, that was an interesting one nonetheless, as this one goes high and outside and goes all the way to the backstop. 1-0 the count. And officially goes in as a fielder's choice, so not a hit for Dylan Schlotterbeck, but everyone's safe. So Noah Malone is on second, Schlotterbeck is on first, and Smith Johnson is on third, as the pitch on the way in here is called for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. So new look at the defensive alignment for the Rafters after the substitutions. Over on first base, it is still Kareem Arusevic. On second, Madden Ocko. 1-1 count on the way home is a fly ball high in the air down the left field line, reaching into no man's land, but the left fielder runs up and makes the catch for out number two, as that was Jake Beauchesne, who has come into left field for the Rafters. Beauchesne, a defensive realignment as well. So a couple of moves for the Rafters defensively, and I was looking out. That's why I was a little bit slow to make that call right there. Wanted to make sure I got the right guy this time, as Beauchesne comes in to replace Landon Gaz. out in the outfield. Finishing up the defensive alignment over at shortstop, it's Hayden Carlson. And at third base, it is Eric Harper. So pitch on the way home. It's now a 1-2-0 count. 2-0 the count to Max Solis Jr. There's two outs with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch on the way home is in there, called for strike number one. 2-1 the count. And well, a little bit of getting things set up here with the defensive substitutions for the Rafters. Trying to switch things up, Ziggy says, all right, we're going to make some moves and try and get back in the right direction. 2-1 count. Sorry, 1-1 the count, as this one is hit well out towards right field. Going back at the warning track and slowing down now, he will make the catch. That is out number three. And so Jafet Martinez is able to get things going his way, as there were just the two runs that came across for the Woodchucks on two hits. There were no errors and three left on base. We head to the top of the eighth. It is 10-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Mexico rolled out its automatic voter registration system July 1st, allowing citizens to conveniently register to vote or change residency information while at the DMV. Across the country, New Hampshire's legislature may burden its elderly and disabled absentee voters by requiring copies of ID when voting by mail and citizenship papers when registering by mail. New Mexico passed a sweeping voting rights bill, HB 4, in 2023. Among its provisions was automatically registering citizens to vote at the motor vehicle division, previously only an option. AVR has been successful in other states in registering younger voters and may expand registrations of the state's native voters as well. Local election officials will send newly registered voters their voting districts and precincts and how to opt out if they choose. New Hampshire, despite having next to no fraud, abuse, or non-citizen voting, has gone the other direction. Legislators sent bills to Governor Kelly Ayotte mandating proof of citizenship be sent with absentee registrations, and that absentee voters must include copies of an approved ID or have their signature notarized. Such onerous rules adversely affect seniors and disabled voters who may not be able to make copies, and younger voters and college students who may not have ready access to those documents. Voter fraud and non-citizen voting are extremely rare, and such rules serve to keep more eligible voters from voting than ineligible ones. I'm Brian Beal.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, the final line for Tony Torres, as his inherited runners were left stranded. Torres goes two-thirds of an inning, allowing two runs. Both were earned on two hits, two walks, one strikeout, one hit batter, one wild pitch. He had seven total batters faced and threw 27 pitches. Jafet Martinez came in and had a shutdown inning for the Rafters. That was big to get them out. And now here in the top of the eighth inning, Richie Lessine back to work for the Woodchucks. They've still just used two pitchers. Grounder over towards third. Played fair? No, it's played in foul territory. Could have been a 5-3 putout, but barely foul, the home plate umpire Keegan Kula says. And so now an 0-1 count to Eric Harper. And the Rafters' last 11 batters have been retired in order. And just nothing going for Wisconsin Rapids right now, trying to change that. Richie Lessine had a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning. Had a strikeout looking as well in that frame. Trying to keep that rolling along here. 0-1 the count to Harper, the right-handed hitting third baseman now, as the 0-1 count gets a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2. It'll be Harper, Arusevic, and Barajas due up in the top of the eighth inning. Rafters down 10-2, and the 0-2 count from Lessine gets a swing and a miss for strike number three, and Harper down on strikes for the third time tonight. That's the second strikeout of the game for Richie Lessine, and it brings up Kareem Arusevic with the bases empty and only one out in the top of the eighth. Arusevic, 1-for-2 on the game. He's still had a strong night. He was our pregame guest of the show. Glad to have him on for that interview. And always great to get to talk to the guys. And Arusevic, playing in his first year in the Northwoods League, sends a grounder over towards second, deep in the outfield, and picked up, throw over to first. It will get him for out number two. 4-3 on the putout. It brings up Junior Barajas with potentially his seven-game hit streak on the line. Barajas, the left-handed hitting catcher, has a hit in all seven of his Rafters games so far, and that includes an extra base hit in six of the seven. He has neither in tonight's game, and the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. 13 consecutive batters retired by the Woodchucks pitching staff, and Lacine still at just 14 pitches, and on pitch 15, that's going to hit Barajas. And, well, Junior Barajas on base, and he'll be happy to get on base at the very least, but with that, it will bring up a mound visit, as this could do it for Richie Lacine. Lacine threw just 15 pitches and went 5-up, 5-down up until that hit by pitch. We'll see if he stays out there. I'd assume him to, but they're trying to play it safe with Lacine, who's been trying to get into a game for a while, but the situation just hasn't appeared for the Woodchucks to put him in. And Madden Akko stepping up to the plate now. There are two outs and a runner on first base in the top of the eighth inning. Rafters still down 8 runs and trying to at least close the gap. They want to at least make a game close here over this slump that they've been having. Pitch on the way home is taken inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Akko, 2-for-3 on the night. He's been maybe the best Rafters hitter in the game, and he's got a 1-0 count with the runner on first. Righty-righty matchup with Lacine. He sends a fly ball down the right field line, but out of play, it will be 1-1. Akko is last time up, grounded out 6-3 back in the sixth inning. But he singled in the third inning and had an RBI double in the first. The Rafters' two runs have come in the first two innings of the game. They haven't scored since. 1-1 count misses low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. They had the RBI single from Eric Harper in the second inning and an RBI double from Madden Akko in the first. Those are the two runs the Rafters have scored tonight. 2-1 count once again fouled away by Akko. It's now a 2-2 count. For the Woodchucks, they've been pretty consistent on offense. Scored one run in the first inning, scored a trio of runs in the third, then scored four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and in the seventh, they just added two more runs. They've got a pair of homers on the game, which have resulted in six runs coming across. 2-2 count is hit to the right side by Akko. Picked up by the second baseman, and he'll throw it over to first. It's a 4-3 putout, and that gets Lacine out of the inning. So for the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 10-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here into the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rafters trailing 10-2, and Jafet Martinez still out to work for the Rafters. And Martinez, not too bad in that seventh inning. He got a fielder's choice, a fly out, and another fly out. But the fielder's choice did result in all three runners reaching base. Nobody was recorded out. It was one of those weird ones where you don't get a hit, but it wasn't an error, and everyone was safe. Just a weird scoring situation right there. But nonetheless, we head into the bottom of the eighth, and so Martinez has been pretty good over the three batters that he's seen. Now he's taking on Dom Rodriguez, though, and the right-handed hitter has been red hot this game as he takes the first pitch inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Rodriguez, the first baseman for the Woodchucks. He is 2-for-3 in the game. He struck out swinging his last time up, however, back in the sixth inning. 1-0 count on the way. It's in there, called for strike number one.